First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Steve Plage reflects on Veterans Day.
From my earliest recollection, I have been opposed to war in any form. An age and experience have hardened that opposition into a fierce dedication to peace. During my formative years, I would often think on the question of whether we can truly separate the warrior from the war, and whether or not those human instruments were inseparable from the very great harm that is global conflict. I pondered this elemental question for a very long time and could find no answer that truly reflected my feelings. But I received some unexpected and profound clarity on the occasion of my father's death. I will always remember the day we buried my father, who was himself an Air Force combat veteran. At the end of the service, a uniformed Air Force officer approached our family and, presenting a folded American flag, spoke to us these words: "On behalf of the President of the United States, thank you from a grateful nation." I have never forgotten that moment and the accompanying realization that the world is always more than it seems, even a world at war. So as we pause to observe this Veterans Day, let us be constant in our efforts to end war forever, but let us not forget the sacrifices made by the men and women who have served. And let us thank them all on behalf of a grateful nation.
Steve Plates is a local peace activist and a proud son of an Air Force combat veteran. If you would like to hear this or other pieces, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For first person singular, this is Matilda Rand.